This is Capital Access. I'm Wallace Watkins. The Louisiana Board of Regents has learned that they're owed a decent chunk of money.
The Board of Regents was supposed to have received about $15 million over the past 20 years from the Racing Commission, and those dollars had not been sent to the board.
Higher Education Commissioner Joseph Rallo explains the legislative auditor discovered the money required by statute had never been paid.
The Racing Commission indicated there was no mechanism to do that. From our perspective, it's a very simple mechanism. I mean, if the dollars were there, all they had to do was ask.
It's something the legislature will have to deal with. That can't happen until next spring. The legislature, in the form of the Joint Budget Committee, has dealt with the Board of Regents recently. They dealt them a budget cut of $3.8 million. This is for the budget that just started July 1st.
We had no advance notice. We were watching the Revenue Estimating Committee on Friday, and that was the first time that anyone heard that we were taking a cut. And what was interesting to me was that, you know, last session we fought against what would have been an 82% budget cut, and if you do the math, we took an 82% budget cut of the amount of dollars that were reduced across the state.
And Rallo says they expect further budget trimming because the price of oil is so far below the $62 pre-calculated into this budget.
Now it's less than 40, so we know that times are going to be tough again.
College students have now started their fall classes, and there's word that there may not be enough money to fully fund TOPS. At least students didn't have to worry about the save fees, since they did not show up on tuition bills. Of course, students haven't signed the tax credits for the save plan over to the Board of Regents either. For Capital Access, I'm Wallace Watkins.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations in Baton Rouge, and Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, supporting Louisiana agriculture through education.